Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I'm not tooting my horn. I live here in Texas. I've been battling the New World Order for 12 years, really longer than that, 12 years on air. So I know all about the American Union, then to be the Pan-American Union, the Free Trade Area of the Americas, all these stepping stones towards that Pan-American Union, how they're going to use the roads as the international taxing mechanism, really for a regional and then world tax. They're already building the NAPA Superhighway. So Jerome Corsi and his great research has got info we didn't have, and he dug it up. David Stahl, city manager, former police officer, former city council member. He's worked in all these jobs. He's got a lot of knowledge we don't have. He's got a huge website, CorridorWatch.org. So all three of us are together here now to kind of brainstorm, and hopefully I can take InfoWars.com, put Corsi's info there, put Stahl's information there, put our information there, and then we've got TxDOT employees that have leaked us documents that we've posted. Stuff that's not even on websites where they call it American Union. We're putting this all together in one spot for you. It's an orgy of evidence, and now Jerome Corsi's put in a Freedom Information Act request to find out the exact minutes of that agreement with Bush and then Martin and, of course, Fox. So we have David Stahl with us, and we've got Jerome Corsi. In a few minutes, David, I want you to be able to finish up. You're talking to the mayor of Fort Worth. They're in the newspapers saying that, well, they're being lied to by Centra and others. But bringing up Jerome Corsi, Jerome, you really hit the zeitgeist here. I've been trying to get media attention on this for a decade. You were able to blow it out nationwide. You got more attention than when Lou Dobbs talked about this briefly last year.
I think we've really generated a lot of firestorm on the internet and talk radio. I've been getting calls from Washington. I've been in a meeting with congressmen on it. I think, Alex, the story's out there that this new North American Union is well along the way of being formed. And by filing this Freedom of Information Act request to spp.gov, if you take a look at that website, there are some 20 working groups that involve probably just about every agency of the U.S. government, the executive branch. And I spoke to the administrator there. Her name is Jerry Word. And when she told me that they had not published the membership of those committees and working groups, and that the Memorandum of Understanding and other agreements they were producing were not published either, I decided, well, okay, it's time to file a Freedom of Information Act. Let's get those documents.
And you filed that when?
It was filed over the weekend. They received it and acknowledged it yesterday.
Let's shift gears for just a moment, and we'll come back and have more time. David Stahl, you ran into the same thing. We have a Spanish company taking over 8,000 miles of roads for toll roads. There's only 7,000 in the whole country. And you ran into the same thing. They told the paper in Austin, the Houston Chronicle, they've told the legislature, we're not going to give you this agreement.
That's right. As a matter of fact, we have some internal documents from TxDOT where they brag to the concessionaires, the international concessionaires, that TxDOT can keep a secret. And they have lived up to that projection. They have been able to keep the agreement that says what we're buying and what we're paying for it secret from the public, who's going to be footing the bill.
Our servants, our elected government, in secret agreements with Spanish companies, and would you like to tell Mr. Stahl, again, who's the city manager of a major city here in Texas, would you please tell Mr. Corsi that they're already building the NAFTA road, please?
Oh, they are building it. As a matter of fact, they put in place legislation that allows them to designate existing projects as part of this corridor, and they have done that with SH-130 that circles Austin. And they are already planning a second corridor to parallel that to be part of this highway.
So, again, there's spokes all over this main superhighway they're already buying the land for and building some of the junctions. Jerome, so that was my point. This SPP.gov group is telling you it's not built yet. That's balderdash.
Well, I think the SPP.gov group, which is in Department of Commerce, they're really on the track of taking, not on specifically highways, but they're on the track much broader, e-commerce, all the way through all the trade agreements we have, fuel, energy, you name it, steel. They're doing a whole raft of things in SPP.gov.
Total control. We'll be back after this quick break with David Stahl of CorridorWatch.org and Jerome Corsi. The cutting-edge information. You want to know exactly what's happening? We're going to put our brains together and try to give you the best report we can.
What really happened September 11th, and who stands to gain?
Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 911, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem-reaction-solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911, The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filter. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the Advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
In war on corruption, crashing through the lies and disinformation, defending this republic from enemies foreign and domestic, I'm Alex Jones, your host. I'm very thankful to Jerome Corsi taking time out of his busy schedule for joining us, and, of course, David Stahl taking time out of his busy schedule to be with us here today. Just summing it up, and then I want to get their summation on what this American Union is and what it'll mean. They sell it to you when it's too late. We saw this with the EU and other configurations as a trade deal, just to get rid of bureaucracy and help promote business and give you jobs. But in reality, it's global private banking interests come in, pay off politicians, set up unions, American Union, set up these systems, set up international bodies, pay off Congresses and parliaments to then cede authority to them, and private interests come in, lobby your local governments. They then set up taxing mechanisms that pay directly into these international, quasi-governmental, and private bodies the very money to then basically buy up land and seize the infrastructures. So it is literally an invading army. This is 21st century empire, where they come in, grab your roads, grab your businesses, create regional government that's unelected, that supersedes your elected governments. They buy up your media. This is happening. Jerome Corsi, can you, in a nutshell, tell us what this American Union is, how they're trying to push it, and what you think you'll learn with your FOIA request? And I have that same question put to David Stahl.
Well, Alex, I came to this, you know, writing this book with Jim Gilchrist, The Minuteman. We just finished it. We couldn't figure out why President Bush wouldn't secure the border. And you come upon this agreement that was signed in Waco, Texas in March 23, 2005 with Bush, Vincente Fox, and Canada's Paul Martin, their prime minister then, and it's to form the Security and Prosperity Partnership. Well, that sounds innocuous until you look and see that here's SPP.gov, formed in the Department of Commerce. You've got the Council on Foreign Relations report that comes out 2 months later in May 2005. It says the plan here is to create a North American Union, which is a government, and it'll have its own parliament, it'll have its own court, its own executive, and of course it'll be supreme.
And let me just add, even the AP now admits that the CFR plan developed out of this is being implemented by these agencies. Go ahead.
That's right, and you know, I've documented that and things I've been writing in Human Events Online and WorldNet Daily by just taking what this Council on Foreign Relations called for and said, okay, there's a committee in SPP.gov doing it. Now, they would not release that information from SPP.gov and the Department of Commerce. They would just describe that it was ongoing. They wouldn't say who was on those committees or show you the memorandum of understanding and the new trilateral agreements they were coming up with. So my Freedom of Information Act request this week is to demand that we get to look at those documents and publish them all over the Internet.
They have no excuse not to release that, but they'll probably use the phony war on terror and say, national security, we can't let you have that.
Well, that's okay. I've got at least three congressional committees talking to me right now, and if I don't get those documents, I'm sure we can have some congressmen demand them and some hearings that happen.
In fact, Tom Tancredo is about to do that, too. How long? Now, what are you going to do if they're redacted, blacked out?
Well, you know, they can't redact everything, and we go from what we get to work for more. And if I get enough to demonstrate that they're making their own laws within the executive branch, which is what I suspect they're doing.
Well, Bush has said he's allowed to do that on a score of other issues, Jerome.
Well, he said the Constitution is just a piece of paper. And if that's the case, I think he's going to have a rude awakening that the American people consider the Constitution to be much more than that. But, you know, this Trans-Texas Corridor is another indication, and I've been writing about it, Alex, as you know, and the plan there, I just got confirmation, I'll publish it in WorldNet Daily tomorrow, the Kansas City, various agencies in Kansas City do agree, openly agree, that the plan is to go to Lourenco Cardenas to get containers coming in from China, to bring them in, Mexican, not longshoremen, bring them in on trains from Mexico and trucks. Again, no United Transportation Workers, no Teamsters.
Yeah, these are international reservations where the foreigners are really the only people that are allowed to have jobs, and everyone serves at the pleasure of this governmental-controlled body, which is run by Mexico.
Yes, and also Kansas City confirms that there will be a Mexican customs agency set up in Kansas City.
Now, have you seen the document where St. Louis is going to be similar?
No, I've not seen St. Louis yet, but I know Kansas City is planning to do it. And Kansas City says it'll be for the trucks going back and trains going back to Mexico so they can carry goods back with them.
Sure.
I'm sure they'll fill them up with scrap and take it back to China so those containers can go back to China full, although the containers in China are so cheap sometimes.
So let's be clear. Exactly. The infrastructure is being designed via neo-mercantilism. This is in their own IMF World Bank plans, is being designed to further deindustrialize. Bush's guest worker, total blanket amnesty plan lets them bring in unlimited skilled and unskilled to displace the few jobs that aren't already going to the third world. Let me get some analysis from David Stahl of Corridor Watch. David?
Yeah, this is definitely the trend. This corridor will, in essence, become an international zone that cuts right through Texas and the United States. And they do want to circumvent the ports in Los Angeles and Long Beach and move that to Mexico.
And notice how it's almost military in design. They're cutting the country in two, and then the larger plans take most of the major highways in the country and make those toll road fee basis. Unless it's international freight, then it's given the primacy.
And I don't understand why there isn't a complete uproar at this. We were concerned about turning port security over to Saudi interests. In this particular case, we're going to be turning port over to complete foreign control. And we will have no ability to control what comes in ports in Mexico and then come into the United States and may not even clear customs until they're in the heartland using this international corridor. And it's not just the containers and the trucks. It's also utilities and pipelines and things that flow from one country to the other.
And by the way, going back here, if you read in the documents for the Trans-Texas Corridor, similar stuff being set up from Oregon to California to New York, we're just a few years ahead here. That's why when you see similar areas, when you go up I-35 into Kansas up through Oklahoma, you can't get off for 40, 45 miles at a stretch. There's these big walls and all these ghost towns on either side, quote, for security. You see, that's why you can't get on and off of the road. So it also takes existing highways and shuts those down to the population.
Sure it does. Absolutely. And it's a concentration of the economy along the corridor. I mean, this is about money and it's about power. And it's about centralizing power. And, you know, we're the most powerful nation in the world. And so how do you beat that? Well, the way you beat it is you come in beneath the radar and you create your own entity and you take our power away from us and say it's for our own good.
Well, the Romans said all roads lead to Rome, and roads were power. That's why there are still Roman concrete or Roman stone roads that are used today. Thousands of years after they were built, roads are the heart of any economy, especially in the sprawl design of North America.
And when you turn those roads over to foreign powers, you've turned over a lot more than a road.
Jerome Corsi?
Yeah, well, a key element here is a plan to get rid of the unions. I mean, the Teamsters, right now the goods coming in from China, the cost of those are doubled by the transportation. And if you can reduce...
Thank God.
If you cannot use... Oh, they'll get them, Alex, as cheap as they can get them. And they'll get them just at bottom prices. If China can't produce them cheap enough, you know, Mexico lost that business. China might lose it to Indonesia. The globalists don't care where the goods come from, just so they're cheap. Now the plan is to move them into the United States, away from the longshoremen, away from the United Transportation Union.
But let's explain that the globalists aren't really free market. They're engaging in economic warfare. They're using these rock-bottom slave goods made in communist China and slave India to leverage out all competition.
Well, this has nothing to do with free trade. This has to do strictly with money, with power. It has nothing to do with free trade.
Well, exactly. With special interests having a bag of economic tools, of economic supremacy that no one can even begin to challenge.
And what's going on here is that President Bush has decided to erase the border. I mean, any idea that he's going to secure the border, he hasn't done that in 6 years. If you look at SPP.gov, the way they describe this border crossing at Laredo, Texas, is it's going to be a speed bump. You're going to basically have fast lanes and a sentry system, electronics in these Mexican trucks. And if the Mexican truck is on the system, it'll just pass. Nobody will look at its contents of its container. That container will come from China. Nobody will really know what's in it. It'll just pass through thousands an hour from Mexico into the United States along this corridor. And no one will stop it. And mentioning Dubai, it was Dubai that was going to take over the ports, not specifically Saudi Arabia. When you track down Dubai investment capital, you'll see Dubai Investment Capital puts $300 million a year into the Carlyle Group to invest. I've written about this also on WorldNetDaily.com.
And that's the Bin Ladens, the Queen of England, and the Bushes.
And the Carlyle Group just set up a three-person group in Mexico to invest in Mexico, and that is headed by Mark McLarty. Mark McLarty is Kissinger Associates. He was one of Kissinger's partners. And before that, he was Bill Clinton's chief of staff. So you've got both Clinton and Bush being paid by the same interest.
And investing in the corridor.
Well, that's right. Well, also in all the infrastructure, Alex, because the Carlyle Group's first move is with Televisa. They're going to buy Univision in Los Angeles, the largest Spanish network in the United States, because they see that this Spanish market, you know, once North American Union is established, there will be no more illegal immigration because all the Mexicans will be citizens of North America. They'll get North American Union passports.
Yeah, that's why Fox has said well, they have the right to travel the width and breadth of the continent.
That's right. Another 30 million want to come to the United States and live here and use our social benefits. They'll be welcomed under this plan President Bush has enacted.
And then we subsidize the cheap workers by paying tax money as the incentive to bring more third world people here.
Well, the third world, this uneducated, poor labor force from Mexico could not be hired by business, paid below union and below minimum wages unless those workers were subsidized by the middle class of America willing to pay all their social benefits and educate their children.
Absolutely. One more segment with Jerome Corsi, then I want to keep David Stahl over a few minutes after that so he has time to speak. David Stahl, stay there when we get back. I've got a few questions for you as well. Again, this is totally un-American, totally unconstitutional, wildly unpopular, but the mainstream media, by and large, will not report on it. The end of the United States is happening right now. Will you defend her?
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes a history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul-tasting odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Do you remember when you could eat most anything and not worry about it? Or maybe weight management has always been a problem. Are you frustrated, burned out, and tired of fad diets and marketing gimmicks that don't really work? Do you want a proven system, a long-term solution, to live a healthier lifestyle and properly manage your weight? At WeCanTogether.com, our approach is different. We focus on the whole you, personalized for your unique body composition, individual needs, and personal goals, not the cookie-cutter approach offered by others. Join today and have direct access to real people that are certified health and fitness professionals. Now there is help you can count on. WeCanTogether.com is the most complete, comprehensive wellness and training resource available on the web today. Visit us now and receive your free membership. Go to WeCanTogether.com. That's WeCanTogether.com.
Segment with Jerome Corsi. I'm going to try to keep David Stahl a little bit over into the next segment. I want to ask you both this question, starting out with David Stahl. We've talked about the problems. We know what they're doing. We know who these interests are. But I want to speak a little bit more about these interests, who's pushing and who's driving and how they're paying off the locals. And then I'd like to hear briefly from you, David, and then Jerome Corsi, how we defeat this, strategies to stop this. Gentlemen?
Well, Alex, I'm not an expert on who at the top levels are behind it, but I can tell you within the state of Texas, it is definitely the governor. Rick Perry has made this his crusade for his entire time as governor. It looks like he may be the longest standing governor in Texas. He has done some unprecedented things. He has completely cut out any legislative oversight, any local participation by local government in matters of local transportation and state transportation that are unheard of and unprecedented. He has shepherded in an era of secrecy at the state level that is unlike any we've seen. There are changes to the law that have occurred in the last few years that condone activities that before that would have been considered commercial bribery. Never before did you have concessionaires coming to the state and based on how much money they put on the table, able to get contracts with the state.
Here's an example. I've got to add this. The head of Texas-Mexico border relations and relations period is a registered Mexican lobbyist, a citizen of Mexico. The Houston Chronicle had an article on it. Then the writer got threatened and all these weird governmental calls. We had her on. I mean, that's how bad this is. Go ahead.
Yeah, absolutely. And as a matter of fact, there's another angle altogether. You know, we're planning this at the state, theoretically, we're planning this massive corridor that stretches from Mexico into Oklahoma. And that was launched and approved and set into place without a single conversation with the state of Oklahoma because that doesn't count. They're not part of the overall plan. On the other hand, we had three memorandums of understanding with three Mexican states. We have agreements between the governor's office and Mexican states, the governors of Mexican states, to extend utilities across the border to and from Mexico.
All right, let's get Jerome Corsi's take on who's behind this and how we stop them.
Well, there's just, you know, huge pools of international capital. I mean, just take a look at the roads that are going to be built in Texas. I mean, they say it's going to be $184 billion to build this system out. We can multiply that by four or five before they're done. With that kind of money being spent just in Texas, think of how many people are going to get paid, how many politicians are going to get paid, how many people are going to get paid to look the other way. There's a huge amount of money involved. And I'm convinced that these hearings that are going to be started next month by the Department of Transportation in Texas are basically not going to accomplish anything the people think they are. Money's already changed hands between CITRA and the state of Texas.
And we've looked at it. So much of this is illegal. This makes the Enron scams look pale.
Well, this is, I mean, the amount of money involved in turning the United States into the North American Union, into beating the unions. There's never been a better plan than this globalism or creating a North American Union to beat unions since the 1930s. I mean, if some of those union busters had thought about this back in the 1930s, we'd already be a North American Union. It's one of the best schemes ever. And the American people are just not aware of it.
How do we stop them? Education?
Well, first of all, we've got to get people educated, and people are going to have to get mad enough, and they are getting mad enough, and demanding. There's enough people out there that still believe in the United States of America, that don't believe that Mexico or Canada are going to protect our freedoms or our Bill of Rights or anything else. You're not going to have any guns in the North American Union. And, Alex, your show is pretty soon going to be off the air on hate crimes. If Canada has anything to say about it, you know that. And Mexico, too. So
that's right. You could not have my radio show. You're not allowed to call the government criminal. There's Canadians, I don't think, realize how little free speech there is. But I've talked to their reporters. They know.
Well, Alex, you wouldn't be just held over for a few hours. You'd be put away in a jail, and a key would be thrown away. I mean, they would never want anybody to talk to you. Hate crimes, you can't even say anything critical of anybody in Canada without running the risk of being thrown into prison. That's coming to the United States with the North American Union. I wrote about that in Human Events Online. And David, I admire the work David's doing on Corridor Watch. I think we need more people looking at Corridor Watch and reading the documents and links he's uncovering, especially as we get into these hearings in Texas. And I plan to keep on writing. Maybe I'll come on down there to Texas and cover personally.
Yeah, we'd like to have you in studio. I'm just about 3 miles from the Capitol. Maybe we can get both you gentlemen together here in studio or get on the TV show. We'll be checking in with you very soon, Mr. Corsi, as this develops. Thanks for spending the time with us.
Thanks, Alex. Always a pleasure.
You bet. David Stahl, can you stay with us a few more minutes?
I'll stay with you a few more minutes, Alex.
All right, fantastic. We'll be right back on the other side. Keep him about five more. Then I'm going to shift gears into some other news that's very, very important concerning the Iraq War. I'm Alex Jones, your host. This is the GCN Radio Network, continual coverage of the American Union.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean, real hard to find all-natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive. But it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of four AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of four small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Hey, Bill, I'm buying lunch today. And check this out. I bought a new car.
Wow, John, I guess you took my advice and visited that website we were talking about over lunch last time we met. www.didyourobbillgates.com.
I did, and you were right. I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. And it's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my fifth week.
Whoa, that's awesome. John, your business will keep growing as mine has. In fact, people are joining from all over the world. It's incredible.
Everyone should go to www.didyourobbillgates.com and learn how this program can help them become financially independent, too. Thanks a million, Bill, for telling me about www.didyourobbillgates.com.
Check, please.
I got this one, Bill.
Sure, John. Let's tell everyone about www.didyourobbillgates.com.
Deal.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show. Because there's a war on for your mind.
Bob Dacey, that I'm proud to say is one of my converts. I think I woke him up about 10 years ago. Fellow Austinite, business owner. He writes for the New American Magazine. He's done some of the best reporting we've seen on the American Union and the Trans-NAFTA Highway. He'll be joining us here in about 5 minutes. David Stahl, I was really thinking about solutions. We've got to kill the toll roads. People wonder why it's going to be $3-plus dollars a gallon. That's the conversion with the transponders, if they're able to pass that, which they're very close to doing, at the legislature. People wonder why they need $3 a gallon gas increase on average. Well, that's to fund. We're going to build the big railroads. We're going to build the big highways. We're going to pay for our own destruction, as we always do. David?
Exactly right. And it's about $3.84 a gallon equivalent in toll that you'll pay. And that's on top of the 38.4 cents a gallon that you're paying now. Now look at what we're able to accomplish with only less than 40 cents a gallon in the last 30 years of highway construction in Texas. And now we're going to leap that by 11 times greater an amount. And that money's not going to go to highways. The majority of that money is going to go to build this superstructure and to pay the foreign concessionaire a huge profit, which, by the way, isn't going to be money reinvested in Texas. It's going to go into the international banking community. The money that they've been using predominantly in North America to date, the same organization, is coming out of Australia. This is international big banking. This is not investors in Texas getting rich. A lot of people say, well, what are you opposed to investment for? We're not opposed to investment, but we are opposed to giving away Texas land and Texas infrastructure for someone, some foreign entity, a foreign banking interest.
What are some other solutions?
Well, of course, the primary solution is political. We have to change. We have to make changes that the politicians will take seriously. We're no longer effective at a local level. The local politicians, county judges, county commissioners, are completely sidelined on this, where they used to have sway. Now we're discovering the state legislators who enacted the laws that enabled this are being marginalized, and we need to make sure that they understand what the threat is and that they take some action.
It's simple.
Most importantly, we need a governor who will not carry the flag for this foreign invasion of Texas.
It's simple. In 1913, the private banking entity seized control, and over the next 80 to 90 years, they used the power to print the money to buy up the media, the military, the universities, to fund the chairs, to fund the departments. Now they have almost total propaganda control, and now they are seizing control of the infrastructure, the ports, the roads, the businesses. And they claim they own America, but their whole system, as Ron Paul has said, was set up as a fraud designed to implode our economy. Now these foreign countries hold trillions of dollars in U.S. bonds. That money is flowing back in through this investment to seize control of the physical systems of the nation, just as in gunboat diplomacy in Africa, Asia, and Latin America, they come in and seize the infrastructure after the country goes bankrupt. Again, by design, with zeros and ones that these bankers create out of nothing.
Yeah, they're actually creating a problem where they can ride to our rescue, and the next thing you know, we're going to find that some unlikely foreign country or some international union is going to swoop in and save us from ourselves. And in reality, they're architects of the problem behind the scenes. We have been complacent and gone along far too long and put ourselves in this position, and we need to stop. We need to stop and take a look, and we need to educate people. People need to know what's happening, and they need to take action now.
In 60 seconds, David, and I'm going to let you go. CorridorWatch.org is the website. Again, you're a former police officer, city councilman, now a city manager. You're uniquely placed to understand this. You've got the majority of counties to sign on with you to fight this. Where are the toll roads right now? Again, 97% in polls against it. They don't care. They pay off the politicians. They rampage forward. Where are the toll roads right now?
Well, they're in the process now of being planned. Certainly, Centra knows exactly where they're going to build the 35 corridor from Laredo to Oklahoma. They're fast-tracking 69. 69 may actually get built before 35. That's going to go from also Mexico, but up towards Texarkana.
And in Austin alone, they're admitting they're grabbing now not 14, but now 18 major roads for toll roads.
Yeah, they're doing the same thing in San Antonio. They're attempting to do that in Laredo. They're talking about selling the rights to operate the toll road in Houston and Harris County. It's rampant. It's happening everywhere, and we need to wake up and stop it before it's too late.
Are they starting to get concerned, or when, you know, 2,000 people show up to these meetings here in Austin and literally are stomping so loud the whole building's shaking, or are they just still arrogantly thumbing their nose at us?
You know, they are arrogantly thumbing their nose, and they're arrogantly thumbing their nose at people like the mayor of Fort Worth. And, 100 community leaders and elected officials went from the Dallas-Fort Worth area to Austin to express their concerns about the Trans-Texas Corridor and that it's going to have a negative impact on the Metroplex. And they were pretty much told to sit down and shut up. And in a follow-up meeting that occurred in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, the chairman of the Transportation Commission stomped out in a huff. They don't care. They have their marching orders that come out of the governor's office.
They've been paid off.
Well, you know, the legislative affairs director in the governor's office was the lobbyist for Centra, which happens to be the concessionaire on this project. Now, isn't that an interesting couple to have in bed together?
Well, the people, the Constitution, common sense is on our side, but we just have to get the average yuppie out there who just thinks everything's wonderful to wake up. We need to call this NAFTA Highway, and that's what the Trans-Texas Corridor is the main trunk, the Death of America Road. We need to come up with some slogan because this is the end of America. David Stahl, I want to get you on very soon to cover more of this as it develops. Thank you for the time.
Thank you, Alex. Have
you
a good
bet. Day. Take care. Now let's shift gears and talk to Bob Dacey here briefly. Bob has written great articles for the New American Magazine. He's also a good friend of mine. He's done a lot of research on it. It's got to feel good after all these years we've been fighting this to now see it breaking nationally, Bob Dacey.
Alexa, thank you for having me on. I am very gratified to see that the work that we did last year, you know, I wrote that article for the New American back in October, and they published it in November, in the November 14th issue, Texas, the Keystone State of the FDAA. And you were kind enough to have me on your show right after that to get it a bigger audience. And I'm very gratified to see mainstream finally waking up to what we did, what you did, what I did.
Did you see this AP article? In fact, instead of just paraphrasing, let me read it. Many SPP working groups appear to be working towards achieving specific objectives as defined by a May 2005 Council on Foreign Relations Task Force report, which presented the blueprint for expanding the SPP agreement into a North American union that would merge the U.S., Canada, and Mexico into a new governmental form. It says right there the CFR is calling the shots.
Well, you know, the CFR, you were talking about it in the first hour when you first mentioned my article, which, by the way, you were kind enough to repost on the front page of InfoWars, and I appreciate that. But I want to point out to your listeners, you know, David Rockefeller, your friend and mine, is the chairman emeritus of the CFR. He's, you might even call him Mr. CFR. And I want to point out that in his book that he wrote in 2002 called Memoirs, he says, and I have a direct quote from David Rockefeller, if I could read it here. For more than a century, ideological extremists at either end of the political spectrum have seized upon well-publicized incidents, such as my encounter with Castro, to attack the Rockefeller family for the inordinate influence they claim we wield over American political and economic institutions. Some even believe we are part of a secret cabal working against the best interests of the United States, characterizing me and my family as internationalists, and of conspiring with others around the world to build a more integrated global political and economic structure, one world, if you will. If that's the charge, I stand guilty, and I am proud of it. That's a direct quote from David Rockefeller.
Oh, I know. I always go back to Helmut Schmidt's memoir where he says, I'm Bilderberg, we run the planet, one world government, ha, ha, ha. These guys write books saying we run you slaves, and they know the general slaves will never go read a memoir.
Well, I got this quote from the New American Magazine, and I was going to check it out, so I ordered the book. It's on page 405. It's Rockefeller's book, Memoir. So, you know, make no doubt about it, the CFR's behind this whole thing. And also, their stepchild, the United Nations, is definitely behind this whole thing.
And again, they created it. The Bilderberg Group gives the orders to the CFR, who then implements. Did you hear about my little encounter with the Bilderberg Group?
Yes, I did. I don't think they like you too much, Alex. I don't know. I thought it was great. I mean, you know, anything to shine the light on the Bilderberg Group. Obviously, the mainstream press doesn't want to do it. I also want to point out in the conversation you've had, I talked to Mr. Corsi, and he read my article, and he fully agrees with everything in it. But he didn't point out in the article that the North American Union is merely a stepping stone to the American Union. That's just the next step in this little plan to...
And that's all official. They call it Pan-American.
Yeah, they want this. They're trying to implement this FTAA, this Free
Trade. Well, they even, 5 years ago, said, oh, we've chosen the capital. It's going to be Atlanta.
Yeah, so, you know, it's a part of the greater picture to step by step, destroy national sovereignty before you merge everything into the world government. And it's open. They say it. They admit it, you know, and I just wanted to point that out.
That's the thing. Yeah. And of course, these articles, I think he's just now learning of this. He admitted he learned of this while investigating the open borders. We've been on this for over a decade. I've got Paul Watson doing two big detailed reports. I want him to take everything that was talked about today, get the links, the documents for it, and post it. And I hope everybody will help us get these articles out so the American people will learn the full magnitude of what we face. Bob Dacey, in fact, I would like you, you can run another one for the New American, but we don't have time to wait. Why don't you take all the new info, codify something too for us here in the next few days before we go to L.A. so we can get that out to the people.
I'll give it my best shot, Alex. And listen, I appreciate you having me on, and you're doing a great job.
Thank you, Bob Dacey. Good to hear from you. Wow, so we had Jerome Corsi on, we've had David Stahl, and now Bob Dacey trying to give you continual coverage. I know we got a bunch of phone calls here. Let me just play this clip of Cheney, because their own official documents, P2OG, the 83 Israeli documents, say they want a strategy of balkanization in the Middle East. They want civil war. They want weak nations. They want to have civil war so they can build permanent bases and stay there longer. Okay, that was always the plan. Now he says, oh, we didn't foresee how Saddam in the last 30 years had wrecked Iraq, and that's why it's so bad there. No, by all yardsticks, Iraq is worse after the 13 years of sanctions, 3 years and 4 months of occupation now. So what's almost 13 years and three more years? 16-plus years of this. Iraq was a first-world nation before the attack of 1991. Saddam was our boy. They set him up. And they claim that he's the reason they're having problems in Iraq and that they never foresaw this civil war when they actually planned the whole thing all along. So here's Cheney yesterday at a press conference. Roll it.
Then, from a historical turning point, the period that we'll be able to look at and say, that's when we turned the corner, that's when we began to get a handle on the long-term future of Iraq.
Do you think that you underestimated the insurgency's strength?
I think so. I guess if I look back on it now, I don't think anybody anticipated the level of violence that we've encountered. I guess the other area that I look at in terms of an area where I think we were faced with difficulties we didn't anticipate was the devastation that 30 years of Saddam's rule had wrought, if you will, on the psychology of the Iraqi people. Very, very hard to go from the way they were forced to live for a long period of time to a situation in which they have the opportunity for self-government, for setting up and operating their own free and democratically elected society. That's a huge transition to make. And if I look back on something that I underestimated, it would be the extent to which that society had been damaged by that series of events that had occurred over 30 years during Saddam's rule, up to and including the 1991 uprising, where so many Iraqis rose up against the regime and then were slaughtered by Saddam Hussein's forces.
This questioner wants to know, is there any scenario under which you envision the draft being reinstated?
No, none that I can see. I'm a big believer in the all-volunteer force. I think it's produced a magnificent military. I think.
Yeah, that's all the
we keep the,
all the time
provisions
we got for
the draft in case circumstances.
For the creature, Dick Cheney. Oh, they shut off a nuke and release a biological weapon. You're going to have a draft real quick. Of course, they don't call it a draft. They call it National Service, the National Compulsory Service Act, the National Service Act. There's different versions of it. And by the way, we've had troops that have served 3 and now 4 tours in Iraq who they won't let leave the military even though their commitment, their contract is up. So they're drafting people that already serve. And even you neocon potbellies out there that want to turn the whole world into a parking lot, as you say, and kill them all for America. Meanwhile, America's dying, being butchered. Bush has radically expanded the gun-grabbing forces, radically doing every evil thing you can imagine. He's just a puppet, too. But, I mean, do you love lies more than you love liberty? Do you love losing your freedoms? Do you love flushing the country down the toilet? I mean, Hillary and Roger Ailes of Fox News and Limbaugh's boss and all these people meet with Hillary on a weekly basis. Rupert Murdoch, I mean, it's a big staged event. Do you like being conned? Do you like being laughed at? Do you like not being informed? I know you're out there listening right now. I mean, seriously, you need to get up off your hind ends and admit to yourself how much peril this country is in. Ron in New York, you're on the air.
Hello, Alex.
Hi.
I'm afraid that there's a large number of American people who don't respect themselves or love their children. And that's why they sit back and watch situation comedies and have a beer while this all goes on. Now, you mentioned Hillary. Over here in New York yesterday, there was a symposium held by, of all entities, HSBC Bank. And the symposium dealt with database medical records. That's a rather odd combination that a bank would have an interest in that. Database medical records, and Hillary Clinton was the main speaker. And she went on about how wonderful it's going to be as per a law passed, co-sponsored by her and Bill Frist, back in January, that they're going to database your medical records. And they say this is for your own good, so there could be easy transfer of medical information. And the proprietor and the clearinghouse of these records will be the Department of Health and Human Services, i.e., you will have no medical privacy, i.e., what will eventually happen? probably within a year, maybe a little.
Well, hold on. Bush signed an executive order 2 years ago that even if you're getting a prosthesis, a diaphragm, some antifungal prescription cream, it doesn't matter what it is, Vicodin for a toothache, everything you do is instantly uploaded to the federal government, okay?
Well, now they
where's the Fourth Amendment there? Sorry, go ahead.
Now they want to make your medical privacy, invisible, non-existent, and what they call a seamless system, this way that this information could be passed from agency to agency, entity to entity. Now, of course, what's going to happen, as I said, within about a year of this happening, you will see people who have insurance lose it, people who want insurance be refused it, people being refused employment or certain licenses, because you know what? Within the context of that law, which was passed in January, both by Hillary, for all those dumb Democrats that think she's the savior, and by Bill Frist, and for all those dumb Republicans think he's a good old boy, all-American guy, the two of them co-sponsored this, they have so many exceptions built into there as to who could get to your record. You know, national security exceptions. We've heard this story before.
Thank you for the call.
Alex Jones here announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flowed through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 host filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49 or get two sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free. 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, back from 9 to midnight Central. Thank you for joining us. Be sure to get your membership to PrisonPlanet.tv. Going up very soon, the next week, probably even sooner, we'll have my new film Terror Storm up there for you, weeks and weeks before it's available on DVD. PrisonPlanet.tv, PrisonPlanet.tv. Get your membership today. Let's talk to Dave in Utah. Dave, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Alex. In regard to Dave Jerome and Bob, I just wanted to tip my hat to them.
I was recently in Washington visiting my hometown and just kind of hanging out with some friends there. One of them asked me if I had heard of Alex Jones. We were talking about the New World Order, and my eyes just lit up just like none other, because I was thinking I was the only person in my group of friends who really was listening to your venues, listening to the things that you were saying. And then another friend I was talking to actually works out in some of the Bechtel government areas out near the Hanford nuclear reservation, where pretty close to where I grew up. And he is a part of the TIA project. Of course, you know that as a total information awareness.
Yes.
And he is a programmer for the system, and kind of divulged a little bit of information regarding that it's largely for the assimilation and analysis of publicly available information.
Yes, data mining.
Yeah, it didn't really make sense to me, except for when he followed.
It's simple. These companies and corporations aren't under the Fourth Amendment. You don't look at the privacy agreement when you do something, or when you swipe your card at a store. There's no agreement. They can sell and do whatever they want, and so that's
right.
Built right into the NSA. It's called data mining.
Yeah, and he indicated that as far as analysts are concerned, as far as the information, the people who look at the data, they're segmented. They're like puzzle pieces that have been broken off
from
the bigger picture.
It's compartmentalized.
Right, and they're not allowed to communicate back and forth. So the guy who's working on Hamas and the guy who's working on Al-Qaeda, those two guys can never talk to each other directly. They got to send their information upstream. So the only people with the access to the bigger picture
The NSA system exposes that it's the government doing the attack. That's why all these NSA people, from colonels to women to whatever, have gone public saying the government's involved. Because if you're really listening to the NSA, baby, you find out real quick who's doing it. Thanks for the call. Call me back tomorrow or something. We'll talk more about it. I want to get to Lori in Texas. Lori, go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Thanks for taking my call. I have something I need to say about. I've been being under harassment the past year.
No.
I wanted to ask you real quick. I heard something about you went to Europe. Which country was that they made you leave? Was that Amsterdam?
No, ma'am, and I appreciate your call. We're just flat out of time. I was in England last year. This year I was in Canada, and they didn't make me leave. And let's jam William in Georgia in. William, go ahead.
Yeah, Alex, great talking to you. Last week, one of your viewers played that Kennedy speech, and I was spellbound.
We posted it on Infowars.com.
It's up there.
Yeah, now it'll be a few days ago. So you click on the archive, and you can find it.
Oh, thanks a lot, Alex.
It's like back issues. Every day there's another issue. So you go to the calendar, and you just click on it, and it's right there. You may have to look around a little bit. All right, I'm out of time, and I don't like having to hurry through your calls, but I had to. I'll be back tonight, 9 to midnight, back tomorrow, 11 to 2. And Jack Blood will be sitting in. Jackie Blood, he likes it when he's called Jackie, folks. Be sure and call in and do that. That's a joke. Again, I'll see you out in Los Angeles, 24th and 25th. Sorry if you didn't get tickets, it sold out. But call the media, call the press, tell them, be there. You need to get as much attention on this as possible. Get our press release off Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Help us get it out to everybody. The power of you taking action is unbelievably strong. God bless you all.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.